If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 13th, 2024, and today the topic is My Way. Happy Saturday, y'all. Happy Saturday. I'm glad to be here today. I don't know about you guys. I hope you guys had a wonderful Friday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. I had two episodes of the GSL talk show that I recorded for you guys for future purposes, but they are right on time conversations that I had with both of the guests that, again, are coming up in the future. I'm like, Lord, you do this every time. Like, you send me somebody that talks about whatever I need in this particular moment. And then we know that this comes out in the future, but it's probably going to hit whoever needs the words or whatever that they're saying then too. But yeah, it really, really, really was fitting my situation, especially with everything I've been going through and all that type of stuff. So, you know, it can make me renew my mind on some things, you know, trying to think about, you know, what are some things that I can be doing for me, pouring into my cup, things of that nature. They got your girl thinking about fitness again. So we gonna see, do I need to look, hit up Anointed Touch, Health, Fitness, and Beauty? I just might. And this time it would truly be for me. If I was to hit him up, it would be like, yo, for me. Because last time, I think I was trying to be encouraging and inspiring to my husband and things like that. And things weren't panning out. It wasn't working out. So it would be a truly me thing if I was to hit him back up. So we're going to see what the Lord do. But yeah, I was thinking about that. The second person that I talked to ended up telling me about breath work and things of that nature. And so who knows? That might be a little something extra your girl could tap into. We're going to see what the Lord do, y'all. But I'm just saying, both of those conversations were just right on time. One, I ended up wrapping up the day with another anointed prayer over me and my life and GSL and everything. So I'm expecting great things. You know what I'm saying? I am expecting great things, not only just because, again, so many people are speaking great things, and then because of the attacks. I mean, that's another reason where you should start expecting great things, because, you know, you've been getting punched here and there. You know, obviously great things is on the way. But I don't know. I just feel good, man. I feel good out of my little sanctified soul in my mama's voice. Yeah, man, I don't know. I just feel good this morning. I hope that you guys are feeling good too. I know it's little, like 8:15 right now, but y'all getting this juice, you know what I'm saying? Y'all finna get this juice today. And yeah, so I woke up quite a few times, you know, between last night and this morning. I made a note of all those times. I ended up even adding those times together and, you know, looking at the Strong's Concordance, at the, you know, words that was in the Greek and the Hebrew that centered around that time, or that number that all of those times put, you know, added up to be. But I don't know, I just felt good, you know, scrolling on social media, you know, I didn't feel like led to go in any of those directions when it came to the verses per se. And I'm just on Instagram and I started to see some things about marriage that felt like was speaking to me. And I'm looking at them or whatever, and one of them was like really, really felt like it was for me. And so as I was reading the caption and everything, I noticed the phrase "my way," and it just got me thinking, you know, got me thinking about, again, I definitely have observed this in people where, and I talk about this all the time, because I'm like, you know, there was a time, y'all, I really did just lay down my wants and ask the Lord what did he want. And you know what I'm saying? I went through my whole journey and stuff. And again, I know I have not arrived. This is just one cultivation period in my life. Apparently, I'm in another one right now. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? New book? I don't know. We're going to see. Oh, look, y'all. Good morning to my mama, speaking of. I guess talked her up. She says, good morning, sister. Well, good morning to you, mama. I love you. I just quoted you a second ago. But yeah, what was I saying? I was sitting here talking about what was I talking about, y'all? I was telling y'all about, oh yeah, I was reading these quotes and whatnot. And yeah, I came across the quote that said my way. It was said in the quote or in the, you know, statement, it was talking about my something said my way. And that my way really just stuck out to me. And I was just reflecting on, again, the observations that I've made. Yeah, other people, it seems like they're really struggling with laying down their way for God's way, right? But I mean, I can't just sit here and point a finger, you know what I'm saying? I gotta, you know, also look at myself, right? I gotta also see like ways that I am doing this, right? Because again, yeah, maybe I came into marriage and all these things with preconceived notions about what it was going to look like, how it was going to be, all that different type of stuff. And then when it's not turning out that way, it's like, well, why, Lord, why? Now, the beautiful thing is, I know that it's beyond me. I know that, you know, again, God can get the glory from all things. And so, you know, all things will work together for the good of those that love God and things of that nature. And so, you know, as I do believe that there is purpose to my pain and things like that. Because obviously, again, even with me sharing the quotes that I've been sharing, it seems to be resonating with people. I'm noticing that, you know, it seems to have some type of traction, at least that people are liking them. Or again, it led up to me getting an impromptu interview the other night and stuff like that, just by me, you know, being encouraged and inspired to make quotes centered around reminding people of what marriage should look like, you know, and stuff like that. So I know there's more content to come, because I told you guys, like, there was two movies I've been working on, or that I need to get back to working on, because obviously they both kind of centered around this topic in some ways. And again, I was writing them back in Florida, like way before I was married. So you know, but obviously the Lord want me to get them together, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just a serious subject, the different things that we're talking about. Shout out to Miss Thelma this morning. Good morning, ladies. Look, we got wisdom on the line this morning, you know. And so yeah, man. So with that on my heart and mind, I was thinking about, yes, what I've observed in others, but then also myself. And so, I mean, you know, if you're watching this and you're like one of those people that are like, man, it gotta be my way. It gotta be, look, like they say, my way or the highway. You know, it needs to look like this, and it got to be before this time, and it got to be in this location. Stop putting God in a box, man. I think we should just lay all of that down and just follow him, man. At the end of the day, he's gonna do it his way at the end of the day. And so as I'm learning to, again, I mean, I feel like I went through the process of learning how to do that, but I feel like I need to go deeper with doing it in every aspect of life, like even when it comes to the things that, you know, maybe my desires, or maybe, you know, again, what I thought, or different things. So yeah, I guess I'm being, you know, challenged to go deeper with this, and I hope that you're encouraged and inspired to do so as well. So let's get into this, y'all. Let's get into this conversation. I don't have too much to share. I only got one verse for y'all in regards to you know, supporting verses. Not that there was only one verse to share, but I felt led to just let y'all, if you want to go deeper about the rest of the verses, then check out the Go Deeper section. Go to openbible.info, because each and every one of those verses that came up when I looked up this little phrase, all of them resonated with me. So I was like, y'all can go and see what the Lord, you know, which ones resonate with you. So just go to openbible.info, plug in the phrase accepting God's way, and take a look at all those verses. Take a look at all of them, because they all look good and should be encouraging and inspiring. But the only one I felt led to write down this morning was Matthew 26 and 39. It says, and going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So those that read the Bible, y'all already know that this is Jesus, right? This is the quote from Jesus, right before he was getting ready to be taken, and all those different things. And you know, he's asking God, like, Lord, if there's any other way to do this, please, you know what I mean? I like, you know, please do, but it, you know, not my will, but yours. And obviously, we know that God said no, right? God let the plan play out the way he wanted it to play out. And I guess I was reminded this morning that, you know, there's a lot of times that God says no, you know, in the Bible. And but what the Bible shows us is how we should respond to the no. So matter of fact, I ended up going to gotquestions.org, and as I was going deeper about that, there's an article that's literally called What Should I Do When God Says No? Because again, God, you know, again, if whatever you're asking for is not in alignment with God's big plan for you and everybody and everything like that, then the answer most likely is going to be no. Now, if some you're asking something according to the will of God, then okay, you might be, you know, get the answer yes. But when God says no, what are we supposed to do? So this is what I feel more so led to focus on this morning. So I got a few, I made a few notes of the things that were standing out to me in that article. I hope you go and read the whole article for yourself. But this is what was standing out to me of what our response should be when God is telling us no, or when you see that door closed, or whatever the case may be, when things are not going your way, then this is how we should be responding. So the first thing that I noticed that it says that we need to accept what God has done as right and good. Accept what God has done as right and good. We don't, I mean, honestly, as I was writing down all these things, I feel like we do the exact opposite. Like, soon as something don't go our way, we like, well, you know, what, Lord? Hold on. You know, we don't do that. We don't automatically just accept that what God has done is better than our idea. We like to still harp on what we think it should be. And Lord knows, like, listen, like I feel like I done graduated a little bit of this area where at least now I feel like when things come my way, like I said, I'm struggling when it comes to like spiritual attacks. Now that's a little, you know, I feel like it's a little different. But what I'm saying, like when stuff like, for example, I kept trying to go for jobs for a long time. I'm like, Lord, do I need to get a job? Do I need to get a job, Lord? I mean, I was looking, I couldn't find that. I'm like, all right, he must be saying no. I kept looking, you know, do I need to get a job, Lord? Then I started to look particularly for church jobs. And then I did come across a couple of things, like when it was the particular at my church and stuff. So I submitted myself for some of those things. But every time I tried to look outside of things, like a regular situation, like stuff that I was used to doing, it just kept seeming like the answer was no. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, at some point I just started to accept what he said as better than my own idea, not knowing that again, this job at the church was coming, you know what I mean? Not knowing any of that, just stepping out on faith and saying, okay, Lord, I'm asking you. It seems like you keep saying no. So I guess I need to just keep waking up and doing the juice, keep the talk show going and keep my hustles from home going. Like, so for a long time, y'all know, because y'all been on this journey with me since 2020 to 2022, your girl was not working nowhere really. Like I was just doing stuff online and keeping GSL going. And then but you know, abundance 2023, he allowed me to get, and it was beyond my, you know, and it's everything that I do and everything I really needed in a for a job to be. But it didn't even cross my mind to that I would be doing this that I'm doing now. So again, God's way is better than yours. You know what I'm saying? I probably would have just been at somebody's little, I don't know, like, or I probably just been doing something else, like a 9 to 5 or something, you know, just trying to find something to make it, or whatever the case may be. And but the Lord had, I guess, better ideas and plans for me, obviously, and so, and things that fit specifically for me. Because I even told y'all when the job first came to me last year, I was telling y'all I was kind of struggling a little bit because I was just about to start going into business with someone else. So that was one thing, and then two, I was like, and it just fell in my lap. And it was like, it was already mine. Like, it wasn't no interview or nothing. I was like, they called me, hey, we're gonna need to have a meeting. I go thinking it's a meeting or an interview or something. And it was like, hey, so here's the keys to the church. I'm like, what? Huh? You know, so I was just flabbergasted, as they say. So again, like when it's not going your way, then accept that as better, you know, accept that as the good and right thing. You know, worshiping is a way that you can do that. Going deeper with ways to accept it. Let me see. Another thing that stood out to me was saying that, you know, surrendering, even in our heartache, you know, even if it's something that's really hurting your heart and stuff like that, I mean, you got to surrender. Surrender that thing to the Lord. And then also learn how to not be bitter towards the Lord about it. You know what I'm saying? Because we could easily just, again, start pointing the finger at God. You ain't answering my prayer. And we just talked about how Kanye just said that a few weeks ago. And he's like, I pray, God didn't answer my prayer, so I'm my own God. I'm going to do my own way, whatever the case may be. Now, I don't know how that's going to play out for him. I mean, you may win on earth, but I don't know how that's going to play out for you spirit-wise. But I mean, for those that's listening to the sound of my voice, I think that you understand that, again, it's not going to be yes every time. And God's way is better than our own. And so these are ways to truly accept that is, you know, by worship and stuff like that. They use David as an example in this article. They were talking about how David was like praying for the first child that him and Bathsheba could see to live. But then, you know, obviously God didn't allow that child to live. And so he went to go worship after, you know, he found that information out that the child didn't live. He went to worship. Most of us know we probably wouldn't have did that. You know what I'm saying? Like you get some bad news or you get some stuff that happened that you don't like or whatever case may be, your heart might be hurt. You start pointing the fingers at God and start talking about, you know, oh, I'm mad. I ain't coming back to church. I don't like this. I don't like it. You know, we do the complete opposite of what the word tells us to do. So if you are listening to the sound of my voice today, I'm encouraging all of us to accept what God has done as right and good. So then the second thing is to, instant obedience and change of direction. They were using Paul as an example of this. I think they were saying that Paul was on his way to Asia, I think it was. And God said no. And basically, so he had turned and went to Macedonia. And it wasn't even no real question. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, okay, God, don't want me to go that way, then let's go the way he wants me to go. Instant obedience, changing the direction. Because again, here's the thing that I found. And I'm not saying trying to act like I'm just the highest guru. Like I'm just trying to share my life. You know what I'm saying? This is my testimony. As I found, like, God gives us a glimpse of the vision, I think. Like, I don't think he gives us the full picture at all. Like, I feel like, not say at all, but a lot of times, I feel like he gives us, like, a glimpse, right? So, again, like, let's use GSL as an example. I tell y'all about it all the time, just in case you haven't heard. Here it is. When God gave me the idea for GSL, I thought it was a talk show. I thought I would be sitting at a table with some ladies with in front of an audience, kind of like The Real. Like, that's what I thought that GSL was going to be. Now, I didn't know that GSL was going to be a virtual situation. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that it was going to be just probably my home studio. I didn't know that, you know, I'll be talking to people from around the world versus having a table and only talking to people in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know those things, but I went with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when God has pointed it this way, I went with it. And now here we are 4 years in. And I feel like we're growing and stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure, I feel like there might be some more growth we need to do because I feel like I'm getting pushed in that direction right now. And I don't know exactly what to do beyond what I'm doing, but we're going to see what the Lord do with all of that. But regardless though, like sometimes you'll still have the vision, right? Like I still have GSL and it's still a talk show and it's still all this other stuff, but it's not the exact way that I thought it was going to be. Like I don't know. I guess I just have so many people around me that they just have this tunnel vision or this one thing that they really, really want and stuff like that. But they want it in a certain way. And I'm like, get out of thinking that it's going to happen a certain way. Focus on the thing, like focus on, you know, again, what direction is God leading you in? And I know it takes more time to do that than others, but I say the sooner you do it, then the sooner you'll see things come to fruition. You know, again, like Pastor Sammy said, shout out to God's House Orlando. If you make God's wants your wants, you're going to get what you want. So, I mean, you know, again, I wasn't married, but I thought, hey, am I going to meet somebody in Florida? I thought, you know, am I going to meet somebody around the world or something like that? No, I came on back to Georgia, and that's why I met my husband. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you'll get the vision. You'll get whatever it is that the Lord is showing you. But we got to get out of our mind that it's going to happen a certain way. I don't know. I guess I keep saying that because if we keep trying to force it to happen a certain way, it won't. That's what I found. Now, I mean, I don't know. Y'all can seek the Lord about all of that. But I don't know. That's just my life and testimony right there. So let me give you guys another verse, okay? It's not another verse. It's another example of what to do. Let's see. So changing the direction. Oh, so in the midst of that, Glory in your weakness. That again, it was using Paul as an example. They was telling about how he had the thorn in his side, and God said, no, he wasn't gonna take away that thorn. We don't even know what the thorn was, but he found the glory in his weakness. So in those moments, don't give up. In those moments, don't be frustrated. Endure. And basically endure even when you don't understand. So I mean, those are practical things that I hope will encourage you and inspire you on what to do when God says no. Understand that everything is not going to go your way. Sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is no. But if the answer is no, then hopefully you can start incorporating some of these things so that you can start to see, whatever it is the Lord wants to do with you, for you, and through you come to fruition. But that's the juice, y'all. That's the juice this morning. So the Bible verse of today is Leviticus 20 and 26. It says, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. Ooh, listen. I mean, this is good juice this morning, but at the same time, it was a little bit of poke for me because I guess I just because I just know this different stuff that happened in my life, and I just reflecting on, like, for example, different people that God has severed from my life and stuff, and I'm like, well, Lord. But then it also made me think about the people that are still in my life too. So I feel like there's great promise on those people's lives and stuff like that. So I'm gonna be praying for them, and I pray that to help them, whatever I can do to help them on their journey. I mean, obviously they still in my life for a reason. So because God ain't got no problem with taking nobody out my life, I see. So and not that it's all about me, but I'm just focused on, receiving what this looks like for me. But y'all can receive that for what it looks like for you. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. This episode was brought to you in part by Ava Justin, the host of the Ava Talk, where entrepreneurship, entertainment, and empowerment collide. Join her journey of faith, wisdom, and inspiration at theavatalk.com.